Listener Joe called in. He got a great scenario for Judgment Zone. A spin on an old one, actually.
Yeah, you're right. It is an interesting twist that I never thought about. So you have to try the case. You have to decide the verdict. 222-2899, Jerk or Justified. The cashier is on trial. The cashier who kicks the customer out of line for having one too many items in a seven item or less line.
How do you feel about this, Jerk or Justified?
One too many items.
One too many items.
I'm under the school of thought that customer is always right, even though the customer is rarely right. Let's be honest. But in the customer service industry that we all kind of work in, I wouldn't kick somebody out of line. That's kind of rude for one item. Come on.
I don't know. 222-2899. What do you think?
It's justified. And my reason for that is I used to work in a grocery store, and we were told that when we worked that register with that number of items, and if you had more, we were told that we had to tell you to go to another lane.
Really?
So
really?
Yeah.
Okay. You say it's justified.
Yes. I feel myself that if you're open and I can go in there and be served, then you should be able to check my items out. But the store has rules, and if it says no, then it's got to be no.
What do you say, Jerk or Justified?
Justified.
Justified?
Ooh. One item over, and you get the boot.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because in some retail stores, cashiers are timed on how quick they can get their lines through, like Wegmans.
Right.
Then there's others that you have to think about. People with only two items, that's an express line for a reason. So it's for the consumer and it's for the cashier. It is justified. People try to sneak and get away with more and more.
What had ever happened to customer service? Customer first.
Well, but there's a sign there for a reason. It's this many items or go somewhere else. I mean,
it's all about the signs.
We try to sneak for more.
Thank you.
Hi, the buzz. Is it Jerk or is it justified?
Definitely justified. My wife and I were talking. If you can't read the sign and can't count the number of items, and you got some other issues going on.
Let's be honest. Sometimes, and I hope that everybody's going to say they've been through this, where in your car, you almost lose track of how many items you have. And like seven items is easy to count. 15, now you're pushing it. Now I got to go through the cart and be like, one, two, three. Ah, forget it. I'll just get in line.
Right.
I don't have enough time. Let me just, what's one or two more items? You know, to get kicked out of line for the cashier to kick you out when you're already in position, ready to go. It's a little jerky.
I hear what you're saying, but I also used to be a cashier. And if you take too long processing your thing and you're in that short line, you get in trouble.
It's not about you.
Oh,
it's
wait
about
a minute.
Us.
Okay, so
it's
I
don't
like,
care. It's about us.
I feel like a lot of people are going to say that.
We're the customers. Thanks, man. Hi, the buzz. Jerk or justified? What you think?
This was a hard one.
I know.
But I think I have to say justified.
Yeah.
Because the lanes are clearly labeled seven or less or 15 or less. Personally, I don't think it should be a problem if you have one or two more items, but they are clearly labeled.
If you're going by, if you're black and white on this, yeah, it is labeled like that. But rules are meant to be broken.
You know, if they're labeled, then it's justified.
Thank you. I think we're going to get a jerk, Sandy. Hello, the buzz.
Hi.
Hi, jerk or justified?
Justified. The wrath of people following that person that has too many just ain't worth it.
Okay, so look, if you have seven items and then you whip out your damn checkbook at the afterwards, you should be kicked out of line for that too.
No.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But the wrath of people, having been one of those cashiers at one of those places way back when.
Really?
I don't know. The people that followed that person that had too many, it's just not worth it.
But
oh my God.
This,
they're so kicked off.
If the cashier is kicking you out of line because you have too many items, one too many items, then you've, at that point, you can assume that the items are on the conveyor belt for the cashier to even recognize the fact that you have too many items. So now the time that it takes for you to put the items from the conveyor belt back into your shopping cart and scoot your way out of the line. Hello, just scan that extra item and it would have been quicker, more efficient, right?
There is that argument, but at the same time, she's doing customer service or he's doing customer service by servicing the people that are abiding by the rules to help everyone get through quicker. Just follow the light, people. It's justified.
Good morning, The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Jerk, man.
Yeah, we got one.
Because honestly, it's one extra item. How long is it going to take?
Right.
Dude, it's going to take what? An extra 30, 45 seconds?
Not even. It goes, dook, and it's already scanned.
It's like,
1 second.
Yeah, it's like beep, beep, and you're done.
Right.
No, I mean, come on.
I'm with you.
That's rude, dude. Just completely rude.
Thank you.
Jerk.
222 Buzz. Now, it's a little heavily weighted. It's our first jerk of the morning.
It's funny how you guys who call up think one way and the Facebook people think totally differently. On Facebook, everybody said it was full-blown unanimous jerk.
On
air, it's full-blown unanimous, almost justified.
Yeah. We've only had one jerk so far. If we get another jerk, we'll keep going. If not, I think we're done, right? Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Is it jerk or justified?
Total jerk move.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Hey, maybe we're coming
back. You kept it alive.
Yeah, you did keep it alive. Thank you. Hi, The Buzz. You're on the Judgment Zone, and it's the question of the cashier kicking you out because you have one item too many.
I think it's a jerk move.
Oh, it's jerks coming back. I agree. I think Sandy and I agree.
The other day you were talking about the people who can use an app to report people's parking, and I thought to myself, like, who would actually do that? And it's the cashier who kicks people out for having one extra item in their line. Then they're walking down the road, and they're like, oh, look, this person is parked past here, and they're not supposed to be parked here, so I'm going to call the parking bureau.
You're so funny.
Those power-hungry people.
Thank you.
All right.
How are we? Bye. Good morning. Jerker justified.
Justify. You tied it up.
You tied it up?
You tied it back up.
Okay, thank you. One more here. Hi, The Buzz.
This is it. Now, wait a minute. Before you tell us if you think it's jerk or justified, just be aware that you hold the verdict in your hands. This is now forever the rule in Rochester.
Justified.
Oh, okay. That's the verdict. Justified.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.